Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Buzzkill game is definitely Tennessee, Alabama. I don't even want to hear anybody talking back to me about that. It's definitely the Vols heading down to T-Town. All right, here is the guesting today on the show. Kevin Hagan is back. He'll be with us top of hour number two. That is presented by SoulStreetCoffee.com. S-O-U-L Street. Coffee.com. Delicious coffee and tea. Various flavors, all of them wonderful. So go to that site, SoulStreetCoffee.com, and peruse and order the coffee and the tea. Josh Newberg, later, hour number three. He'll be with us also. So there you have it. That's the guessing. The rest of the way, it is extemporaneous hangout time. Long form extemporaneous hangout time. That means we can circumnavigate through this morning, these 3 hours, and go anywhere we want. Now, again, our solar system, we try and stay true to that. It's college football. God's sport. Clearly God's sport. College football. 615-844-5600. Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, Bill is King 7 at gmail.com. Various ways you can get in touch with the show. I'll give you an example on email. Jake, who lives in Maryland. He's a big LSU fan. He actually came down for the LSU-Vanderbilt game, and he came by. And we hung out a little bit. Came by the, where were we? The Southern. Yeah, we were at the Southern Steak and Oyster. And he came by. He said, Bill, what about this stat right here for LSU? 34 attempts in the red zone so far this season for them. 100% scoring rate. 29 of the 34 attempts are touchdowns. How about those Tigers? Is that not amazing? This is a lesson. Now, it's a rarity, but it's a lesson. How many years did we spend on this show lamenting LSU's unbalanced, what else? Fingernails down a chalkboard offense. Lots of talent. But never in sync, never consistent. And it went on for well over a decade. Coach O gets elevated when Les Miles gets fired. He gets unhired. Les Miles. And in the beginning, it's still not fixed. But he eventually ends up with somebody who'd been there for a while, Steve Ensminger, and then they bring in Joe Brady, who was with the Saints, young guy, only about, what is he, 30? Yeah, 30. who is the passing game coordinator. And, of course, the biggest item that fixed things was Joe Burrow transferring in. And now it looks like they can basically do no wrong. It's that impressive. So you can fix things. It's most of the time when something's broken like that, they either are too stubborn to fix things or they just don't. Or they don't know how. They don't know which buttons to push to fix things. But give Coach O credit, man. Wow. I mean, seriously, give him credit. Heard from Allen, too, from Tampa. Allen is vacationing basically on Rocky Top. He's at Gatlinburg. He's at Dollywood. He's over there where the Cosby Cattleman presides and resides. He's up there. Yeah, matter of fact, I emailed him yesterday. I said, hey, Allen, tell the Cosby Cattleman. I said hello, and he said, hey, Bill, we just got here, man. We just pulled in, man. Here's another email from yesterday. Buckeye Brenda says, Bill, a headhunter just sent me a job request for the perfect opportunity in, you ready, everybody? Wilco. She says, we just bought our dream home, though, in Ohio. I'd love to come down to Wilco, though, if the situation was different, and enjoy some biscuits at the Omni, some Soul Street coffee, some Crazy Charlie tunes, and your platinum wordsmithing on a regular basis. Signed, Buckeye Brenda. Yeah, Buckeye Brenda was offered a gig here in Wilco. Can't do it because their plans have already been set. And they have bought their new place in Ohio. Buckeye Brenda, man, almost, well, I don't know if almost, but a Wilco opportunity for Buckeye Brenda. She's not going to be able to do it, though. That's too bad. Love to have Buckeye Brenda raising the bar in Wilco. That'd be a good thing. Let's get a call as we're just getting started on this Wednesday. Kevin Hagan coming up, top of hour two. Talking Alabama, SoulStreetCoffee.com, the sponsor for that segment. Jim up in Ramsey heading into the NYC. What's up, Jim?
Reporting in from the Cross Bronx Expressway, Bill. Bumper to bumper.
Oh, man. That's always going to be the case. How is there a time that if you drove in early enough, it wouldn't be bumper to bumper, or does it really not matter?
Yeah, you know what? About 6, if you're on the Cross Bronx going eastbound at 6:15, you'll move right through. But another 15 minutes later, 6:30, it's a totally different ballgame. It's amazing. Literally a matter of minutes, it changes. And it's just gotten worse. I mean, back, I used to travel like this back in the late 90s, and I could make it from New Jersey to Uniondale, Long Island in 43 minutes. But it's just, there's that much more traffic on the road, Bill.
Well, and I bring that up because here in the 615, people complain all the time about how bad our traffic is. And you know what? For us, it is bad. But compared to where you're at or Atlanta or Chicago or L.A., we've got nothing. I want people to understand that. We've got no traffic.
So what it is, Bill, all the roads that are around here, for the most part, were built in the 50s and the 60s. So there's nowhere to expand. You know, they built these roads when every family had one car. Now every family's got three or four cars, and then you have all the internet commerce. So now you got all the tractor trailers because all the millennials don't want to get off the couch. They want their They want their clothes delivered to them. They want their food delivered to them. So, you know what? You got to make the infrastructure to make it happen.
I hear you, man. I hear you. So what are they saying up there about Rutgers? Is Schiano the guy, or what's up?
Well, now there's on Twitter, there's all these "we want Schiano" handles on Twitter now. So that's who everyone says they want. And Rutgers just announced last week that they hired some search company to, you know, facilitate the coaching hire. I think you got to go with a Schiano or you got to go with a Joe Moorhead. I'll say it until they put me in the ground. If you're going to coach in the Northeast at Boston College, Syracuse, UConn, you need a Northeast guy. I know the guy at Syracuse isn't a Northeast guy, but he's done a decent job there, and he's a great coach. But, I think this Chris Ash thing just proved it again. You got to go out. You can't go outside the Northeast.
You got to know the landscape. Yep.
You totally do. I mean, who was the guy they hired after Doug Graber? And he was from California. And he was a really good quarterback coach, but he was a disaster at Rutgers. I can't think of his name. Hmm. But he was the acid test to me that it just doesn't work.
There's another one I was just trying to think of. Temple hired a guy that had been at one of the small schools down in Alabama. And he lasted a little while. Matter of fact, Mike McIntyre.
Oh, Bobby Wallace?
Yeah, Bobby Wallace. The Bobby Wallace, you're right.
Northern Alabama, I think he was at.
Yeah. You're exactly right. You know, yeah. How about that?
You know what? It can work at the lower levels. I know even my school, I played at a school, Kutztown University, Division II school. Actually,
yep.
They're undefeated this year. And they had a coach that was from down in Alabama, and he did a great job there. I think at the lower levels, it's fine. But when you're talking, you know, Division I in the Northeast, you need someone that understands the kids. You're always going to need the Florida kids when you're in the Northeast. I mean, there's so much talent down there. But, I mean, you look at Georgia, you look at Tennessee, you look at the Carolinas now. The demographics have shifted where they're producing a lot of really good high school football players.
Jim, you be safe, buddy.
Hey, Bill, one quick question.
Yeah.
What do you think goes on at USC?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Now, it all depends on if they can get a difference maker higher in there. If not, I think they probably stand pat. But if, and again, Urban Meyer, that always exists out there. I don't know if that's possible or not. If it's a guy like that, you obviously make the move. But as of right now, I think that's unclear.
I mean, is Chip Kelly a dead man walking at UCLA?
Well, eventually probably, but not right now. They've got nowhere to go. I mean, you've already put all your cards in the middle of the table, right? You're all in here. You can't give up on them in year two, even though it looks bleak.
Yeah, the money. You know, poor Rick Neuheisel. They should have just kept him there.
Well, he's on TV. I guarantee you could get him back. He'd crawl back for that job.
You know what? He needs another shot, and I think he would love to do it.
I wouldn't doubt you, man.
Hey, Bill, have a wonderful day.
All right, Jim, be good, bud. Appreciate you up there.
Take care.
Always, always driving into the NYC, where Crazy Charlie was born and reared in the NYC. Right up there. Okay, first break. We have busted, about a what would you say, a 30th of a grape? Yeah, we're not going good yet, but we'll get there, I promise you. 615-844-5600, Omni-Nashville Hotel.
Well, good afternoon. Still quite a bit of traffic flow now making its way south of town back down through Williamson County. A crash 1200 block of Gallatin Pike in Madison. Spence Lane at Murfreesboro Pike was tied up at that intersection just a few minutes ago on that crash. Still moving, however, on 40 East out past the airport. All that traffic headed back out to Wilson County. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest now through October 28. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Eric Oprun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Ryan Blaney takes home the win after a wild super speedway race from Talladega. Up next, the last chance for drivers to advance is at Kansas. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Ryan Blaney, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Again, the Cold Hall Studios, presented by the Omni. 615-844-5600. Karen says, Bill, I should move to Wilco and become Music City's Todd personal assistant. I plan to retire and live in the Omni anyways. Be a good place to retire to, man. Speaking of the Omni, let me go ahead and promote Commitments. We are about, are we 2 months? This is Wednesday. And Commitments is December the 18th. So we're right there. Yeah. About 2 months. Boy, that's not long. From today. Wednesday, December 18th. This is October 16th. But Wednesday, December 18th is Commitments. Now, come in the day before. Don't do like Karen and get there late in the show. I don't know what she was doing, fighting weather and everything else. Don't take her blueprint and copy it. That is not the way to do it. Come in the day before. Check into the Omni. We can get you a special rate if you need that special rate, which I'm assuming all of you would love to take advantage of that. You can. But you got to have the link. Either go to my Twitter feed, at Billis King, and at the very top where it's pinned, there's the link. Or if you're not on social media, email me, and I'll send you the link. You cannot call the Omni and get that rate. Hey, I'd like the rate to the Bill King Show commitments thingy. They'll say, I'm not sure what you're talking about. There's a special link for that, which will take you right to where you sign in and you get the rate. Email me, billisking7@gmail.com, if you need that link. Otherwise, just go to Twitter and click it. Check in the day before. We'll get you a fantastic rate. And then on the 17th Tuesday, after you check in, we'll have a little get-together up in the Bill King suite. You are all invited. You can invite anybody you want to come with you. You don't need a special invite. You don't need a special code. You don't need to know how to knock on the door. You just come on. Just come on up and bring anybody you choose. It is that simple. Bring anybody you want. Then the next morning, we'll convene down in Barlines and do the show. Music City Todd will also provide you on the house now, on the house, a wonderful breakfast buffet. If you were there last year, you remember this, a delicious breakfast buffet. And that is on the house, provided by Music City Todd. So love to have you there. And bring anybody you want. If you are not planning on staying, you drive in, you're going to drive out, that's fine too. Can you bring anybody if you have friends? Can you bring? Absolutely. Do you need to get that cleared through somebody? No, you do not. Just show up. Love to have you. So commitments approximately 2 months from right now. That's going to be a good time. You know what? I sat here yesterday and talked about the new AD at Vanderbilt on Tuesday was on Plaza's show, George Plaster, from 2 to 3, and I missed it. Well, I got busy, and it slipped by me, and then I got in the car, and there it was. So I got to hear, I'd say, the last 15 minutes of it. So you folks out there who got to hear it, was there anything riveting there? I'm assuming now, and this is not me just trying to be radio critical of the new AD, but I'm guessing he's not able to be too revealing. He said, I was listening when he said, look, Derek Mason's my coach. Like anything else, I'm always evaluating. But my job is to provide Derek Mason the resources to be successful at Vanderbilt. And you know what? I didn't expect him to come out and say, hey, we're another loss away from making a change. He's not going to say that, nor should he. If you've got that same job, you've got to be PR aware. And that's what he was doing. So I got to hear, about, 10, 15 minutes? The last 10, 15 minutes. And that's, I regret that. I wanted to listen to the whole thing. And I missed a good chunk of it. I bet it was pretty good, but I missed a bunch of it. The main thing, though, is, and again, I'm not blaming it on the new AD. He's innocent and new at Vanderbilt. But I don't believe anybody sells pitch at Vanderbilt when it comes to football. I just don't. I've got more experience with that than anybody Vanderbilt could ever hire and put in place. I've seen a million guys come and go, and they all have the same exuberance, and they all end up leaving with the tail between their legs. It's in every case, okay? They cannot fix football at Vanderbilt. You can't. The glory days – were 2 years where James Franklin won 9 games. And the chances of that circling back and repeating are at best negligible. Let me ask you this. If recruiting, other than having a good head coach, is the name of the game, how are you recruiting to Vanderbilt? Okay, now here's the comeback. Well, you get the best education. Look, do you want players who want to be big-time football players? Well, they're not going to pick the school that's going to give them the best education. They're going to pick the place to develop them as a football player and also get an education. That's a cop-out. Yeah, it's good to get a good education, even though I'd say today more than ever, college education is overrated. And the cost for the average person who's not on scholarship is way more than it ought to be. And what you have to pay back is way more than it's worth. What you have to pay back in college if you're not on scholarship and you're on your own, your parents can't help you, is way more than what you get out of those days in school. It just is. It's not worth it. In most cases, it's not worth it. That's something that's sold to us every day, and it's actually a big lie. But I'm just saying, at Vanderbilt, hey, come here, get a Vandy degree. Okay. In the meantime, get your brains beat out by state universities. I don't know. I don't think that's a good swap out. I'll tell you what, we need to get a break. Bottom of the hour. I'll get a call when we come back. Yeah, any of you that got to hear that interview, let me know. I didn't get to hear it. Other than the last X number of minutes. So give me the key points there. If there was something riveting, Coach Marshall, Clay, Joe, Murray, all the Vandy fans out there, if I missed something, let me know. All right, bottom of the hour, coming right back. 615-844-5600, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there. And he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
Penn Station likes to mix it up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads, fresh cut fries, chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the 2 locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For October, try the Philly cheesesteak sub with chips and drink at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over 2 decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Jeff in the borough. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Bill? How you doing?
Did you get to hear Malcolm Turner?
A little bit of it, Bill. George had some pretty good questions. Most of it was about football and the facilities and things like that. And of course, Watson asking some questions about, you know, he's been AD before at a couple of places. And he was talking about, you know, that you just can't, when you're an AD, you know, you just can't worry about one or two sports, football or basketball. You got to worry about all the sports, you know, when you're an athletic director, which is true. You got to concern yourself with all of them. So he just basically said he was going to have a master plan for facilities, things like that. That's basically they're working on one or whatever. Not just for football, but I guess all their facilities, I guess, at Vanderbilt, not just football. So, you know. So
yeah, all right.
You know, I really don't. You know, I mean, like I'm like you. I've heard for 40 years now that they haven't done anything that stadium since the early 80s. So, and you know, George asked me about, you know, renovating it or just starting over. You know, tearing it down and starting over, building something new. That's what he did ask him about that. You know, so. But I don't know what Vanderbilt's going to do. That's, you know, it's all about the money, Bill. It's all about what commitment they've got to sports, especially football. You have to be committed to it. You have to have the money. You have to have, you know, resources to be able to do the stuff you have to do. It's like a college coach told me one time that the more money you have, the more you can do. It's basically what he told me in so many words, you know. And he wasn't even a coach of a major sport, so. You know, that's basically what he told me one time. So, and it's true. The more money you've got, the more things you can do. It's basically what it amounts to. And that's any sport. I don't care if it's football, basketball, baseball, what. But anything. But Bill, the Washington Nationals made the World Series. Bill swept.
Well, they cheated against my Dodgers. Is all I know.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see any of it, but I'm just telling you, they cheated.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that pitching, Bill, nobody can hit. See, the Cardinals scored 10 runs against the Braves that one inning. Then they only scored 6 runs the whole series against the Nationals. See, they scored 6 runs in 4 games. So the bats went cold. That's what happened to them. So they couldn't hit. So, you know, couldn't hit. But now, Bill, just want to tell Cosby out there, if he's listening, he's fighting Kivens this weekend. They're a 4-point favorite. They're playing at Boca against Marshall. So. That's who they're playing this weekend, Conference USA. That's their they're playing a conference game this week.
So Marshall. They get Marshall, okay.
Marshall this weekend. They play Marshall. And West Kentucky on y'all station, they play Charlotte at home. I think they're like a 7.5-point favorite, something like that, against Charlotte. So they must be better than advertised. They're 4-2, and like I said, they beat Army last weekend 17-8. They must be playing pretty good defense is all I can see. Their defense must be a whole lot better than what people think. And Army gets Georgia State this weekend. Bill, you think Army's coach is going to call Jeremy Pruitt for a scouting report?
Probably not.
He's going to call him for one, see if he can stop that quarterback from rushing. Maybe he can stop that quarterback. But now, Bill, what you think about listening to Griffin Gator Dave yesterday, Bill? I know you don't give as much of a chance as Georgia, so think we can keep it within 21, or you think Georgia's going to be that angry running up on
you? Oh, it's going to be a beatdown, Jeff. If I'm you, don't watch it. Don't watch.
Don't even watch Bowden. I don't watch Bowden Jr.
No, I think Kentucky ought to call a press conference and make up some excuse to not show up.
Well,
what I would
that'd
do.
That'd be fine. But Bill Bowden Jr. was co-offensive player of the week last week.
I am aware.
Oh, I know you are. George Plaster wasn't, but I know you are, Bill. So he talks about LSU and Alabama, that exciting game. I can't wait to watch. I'd rather pay to watch Wisconsin and Ohio State myself. I'd rather pay.
Well, you're going to get that in a couple of weeks.
Well, that's true. And Wisconsin's got them road graders. But I'd like to see them. I'd like to see them line up against one of these SEC teams and let Taylor run wild. He's the most underrated running back. I don't know why. I don't know why he's not getting love for the Heisman Trophy. You know why he's not, Bill?
Because he's not a quarterback.
Why they're living on two? I mean, is two of that overrated, Bill?
Well, it's turned into a quarterback award. That's what's happened. So.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, have a good one, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right. See you, Jeff. Yeah, Jonathan Taylor's not underrated. He's rated. Everybody that's watched him ranks him, appreciates him, lauds him. Clay says, regarding Malcolm Turner, planning and evaluating. I heard that. Yeah. So Clay's saying that's basically what he said the whole time. You know what? And again, not to be just wantingly critical here, I don't know what else he could say. Now, let me explain. You know how many times we've talked on this show about every school's got either a main sugar daddy or several? School by school. For example, let me just pick a random school. If you're Arkansas, you've got Walmart money, you got Tyson Chicken money, among others. If you're A&M, you got all that oil money. Lots of it. Same with Texas. Tons of oil money. Limitless, basically. If you're Oklahoma State, you had the what's now the late T. Boone Pickens, but that was your main guy. If you're Oregon, you got Phil Knight. If you're Maryland, you have Under Armour. Who is that, Kevin Plank? And we can go on and on and on. Now you've heard here in the 615 Vanderbilt. The main source of revenue, if he's wanting to write a check, would be Ingram Industries. And it would be John Ingram. Now, there's a few. You've got Orrin Ingram. Orrin Ingram actually went to school at Battleground Academy and actually used to live across the street from me. But John is the main Vanderbilt guy, John Ingram. And he can write a check big enough for whatever. I'll give you an example. His mom, Martha Ingram, a few years ago, donated $300 million to Vanderbilt. Now, it wasn't for football facilities. I don't remember. But $300 million to Vanderbilt. Oh, they got money. Vanderbilt's got money to match Alabama. They may not have the athletic department revenue like Alabama. They don't. But if it's a big check, they can write it. They just don't give a damn. Vanderbilt alums don't think like Ohio State. Les Wexner, for example, he's worth $7 billion, right? Or Alabama. They don't get up and wonder how good can we be in athletics like the other schools do. They just don't. If you've been by Vanderbilt, okay, and looked at that football facility, you would swear you're looking at a dilapidated, out-of-date high school. Kind of big, though. It holds 40, so that's big for a high school. But that's how out of touch they are. So at Vanderbilt, words mean nothing. As Black would say, nothing. What's up, Black?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, dog?
Do I have the voice inflection right? Say nothing.
I can't do it better than you do. It sounds wonderful, my man. Hey,
no, I got that from you.
I know. It sounds great. Yeah, it sounded like myself when I was listening, man. Hey, so in the city of Nashville, whose alums run like the business world? Is it UT or is it Vandy?
Oh, I don't know that it's either. I think it's we're, you know what we are? A very small Atlanta. Everybody here thinks we're a big city. Uh-huh. We're not. But we're a melting pot, though. Lots of people come here and stay here. So I don't know if you could say one or the other when it comes to that.
Now, are you Brentwood or Battleground?
I went to Battleground.
Okay. How far are they from each other?
Well, now you have Brentwood Academy.
Before, how far?
Well,
I've been to Brentwood Academy, yeah. So I've been to Brentwood, the city before, but not.
Right.
Is Brentwood Academy out something?
Yeah, Brentwood Academy to Battleground was probably be 10, 12 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Now that's y'all big rich enemy, huh?
Well, not really, because Brentwood Academy back when I was in school was just getting started, but they took over quick, and Battleground did not compete. My school did not compete like Brentwood Academy. Battleground is an inferior product. My school now to Brentwood Academy just is.
What is tuition at Brentwood Academy? You think
$25,000 to $30,000.
$25,000 to $30,000. Ooh,
yeah.
That's nice, ain't it?
That's a lot. Yeah, that's
hey,
a whole lot.
Hey man, it is, man. Hey, man, but you know what, man? I can't knock anybody who spend money on their children, though, man. That's the best investment you can make, man. I wanted to make a point. I heard Georgia Dog call in, and first off, I didn't know he had heart issues, man. And Big Dog, you can have mine if you want to, man. You gonna make it? I'm with you, dude. But I'm about to go at you, man, because you have no right to ask the people to soften up on Kirby, dude. To whom much is given, much is required. And Bill, you can tell this man that for the entire offseason, I was the one who was singing praises of Georgia, and I'm not a Georgia fan. And I was singing praises of Kirby Smart. I think Kirby Smart is a spectacular coach. However, he fumbled the ball, and he deserves to whatever criticism he receives. Now he will listen to what Cattleman is saying. Cattleman is trolling, dude, and having fun, and he has the right to do so. This is what big guys get. And if I remember, I happened to make an ass of myself one of many times last year when dysfunctional coach Urban Meyer was going through his thing, and I caught hell. You see what I'm saying? And the name of the game is you have to, too. And as you told him yesterday, man, it's a show of respect when we pick on you, man. And, you know, as I said, I have the utmost admiration and love for you. And, you know, but I'm not gonna turn it down on you one bit. As a matter of fact, since you showed me that you don't like it, I'm about to go start doing some research on Kirby Smart so I can criticize you all further. But let's be very clear. It's coming from a place of immense respect. As I said yesterday, you can't get a better roster than what Georgia has, man. So you all are doing amazing, but y'all fumbled the ball, and y'all going to catch hell. Everybody does it, Bill. You know, and that's that, man.
Black, we'll see you soon, sir.
Yes, sir. Be good, man.
Good to have Black on the show, man. I don't know if you saw this crazy Charlie Round man. Bill, did you know that Jonathan Taylor has a Louis Vuitton mouthpiece? That's true. I'm going to tweet this picture here. Let me see if I got this here. Yeah, can I do it? Yep, I got it. It's a Darren Ravel tweet. That was about a month ago, but yes, a Louis Vuitton. I didn't even know Louis Vuitton had mouthpieces. Or is it just special for Jonathan Taylor? Only for him. For example, could you and I right now go out to some place? Would it have to be a sporting goods store or where you buy Louis Vuitton merchandise? Could you and I go get a Louis Vuitton mouthpiece just for kicks today? Or is that just Jonathan Taylor? I don't know. Tell you what, let's do this. Let's get one more break here in hour number one. Coming up, Kevin Hagan, presented by SoulStreetCoffee.com. Delicious coffee and tea. SoulStreetCoffee.com. S-O-U-L, StreetCoffee.com. Order there. You're going to love the products. Many various flavors, and Kenneth is always, I bet you he's in the lab right now working on a new flavor. I'm just predicting he is. Check out that site, SoulStreetCoffee.com. Coming right back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Damn, Harbaugh ain't never done nothing.
He's the college football version of a Kardashian without the nice head.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Tennessee Titans at benchmark. It's Mariota. Ryan Tannehill will start at quarterback when the Tennessee Titans host the LA Chargers at Nissan Stadium Sunday. Tennessee is a 2-point favorite. The Chargers are 10-1 straight up and 9-1-1 against the spread in their last 11 against the Titans. A total at Nissan Stadium, 38.5. The Rams have traded 2 first-round picks and a 4th-round pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars for corner Jalen Ramsey. Rams are 3-point favorites at the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Alabama Crimson Tide, a 35-point home favorite on Saturday against Tennessee. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
This football season, your friends at Pickers Vodka are proud to introduce Pickers Unplugged, ready-to-drink canned cocktails, real vodka soda, no strings attached, zero carbs, zero sugar, and only 96 calories. Pickers Unplugged is available in 4 refreshing flavors, but because it's made with real vodka and not malt liquor, you can only buy it at your local liquor store here in Tennessee. To learn more and to stay plugged in, visit PickersVodka.com or stop by the distillery in the Nations and take a tour.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A 30% chance of showers for this morning. Cloudy and then becoming sunny in the afternoon with a high of 63. Wind gusts 20 miles an hour. Clear overnight, a low of 42. Sunny on Thursday, tomorrow with a high of 63. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
You know, yesterday we were talking about that Billy Jack movie and the part where he says, I'm going to take my right foot and put it upside your head to that sheriff, and he says, there's not a darn thing you can do about it. Josh pulled that clip and sent it to me. I need to send that to Crazy Charlie. Now, Charlie, you're going to have to cut that down because it's a longer clip. We just want the part where he says that to the sheriff guy. But, yeah, that got everybody stirred up over 20 years ago. We used to play that all the time. That's a real good one. That's got to become part of the fabric of the show. Yeah, it's got to. Just Business here on Twitter. Bill, looks like heavy rain this weekend in the southeast. because of a tropical depression forming over the Western Gulf coming up later this week. Says, Bill, who does that favor in the Southeast? Oh, definitely Tennessee. Because here's what happens. Alabama's got to fumble it 20 times for Tennessee to have a chance. And that's what will facilitate this. The football gods are doing this. Definitely the Vols. Who are, what are they like? A 35-point underdog? I haven't even looked today. Yeah, definitely Jeremy Pruitt. I've been listening to, I was driving around yesterday, and I was just thumbing through stations, talk shows, political shows, sports shows. I was just playing around, just driving around, just a little variety in life, everybody. I don't do that a lot. And they're playing the clip. Somebody's doing a newscast on radio, and they're playing the clip of Jeremy Pruitt, or talking about Jeremy Pruitt, who says that he may take the Arkansas high school team and mimic what they do as the game plan against Alabama. I mean, he was just joking when he said that. But he said, yeah, there's this team in Arkansas. I've never seen them play. But they don't punt, and they onside kick on every kickoff. They rush the punter on every punt. They don't put a deep man back. They always go for it on fourth. Doesn't matter the circumstance. He goes, we may just do that. Now, what I don't get, these newscasts around here, that team came here and played Ravenwood. Did you not know that? It was on TV. I sat here and talked about it a lot. That team, and Ravenwood ended up beating them. They had a huge lead, and then it was tied 40-40. The final was something like 62-50. Ravenwood won. Buckeye Brenda, Bill, Buckeyes have the most mid-season All-Americans. Did you see this, Bill? It's a Ralph Russo article from the AP. And it talks about, well, the AP, for example, they've got five Buckeyes on the first or second team mid-season. Chase Young, Jeffrey Okuda, J.K. Dobbins, Wyatt Davis, and Jordan Fuller were on the second team. Young and Okuda, first team. The Athletic put four Buckeyes on the list. Davis, Young, Okuda, first team. Dobbins, second team. CBS only has two members, Chase Young and Jordan Fuller. Now, what are they not seeing Jeffrey Okuda? I don't get that from CBS. CBS, you need to go back and look at the tape on that one. Not sure I get that. But anyways, yeah, it's to date, it's been a fantastic Buckeye beginning. Wisconsin coming up in a couple of weeks. I don't think, as much as I love watching Wisconsin's smash mouth style, I really do. I appreciate it. I like it. I don't think they've got the athletes to beat Ohio State. And unless they can keep that game in a phone booth, they've got a shot then. I mean, literally, they've got to negotiate that game is played in a phone booth. Do we even have phone booths anymore? Make a new one. If we don't have them, somebody make one. I'm just saying, I think Wisconsin's a hell of a team. I just don't think they're good enough to beat Ohio State. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're not going to line up and punk Ohio State like they can most anybody else they play on their schedule. I just don't see it. I'm willing to be corrected. Yeah, I'll be back. If that's an outcome that favors Wisconsin, I'll be back on Monday. I'm back every Monday. That Monday will be no different. But a couple weeks out on that game. You also have to remember, Michigan is going to Penn State. Notre Dame's got the week off. Well, they've got Saturday off. They're not just sitting around in a hot tub smoking cigars and drinking Chablis. Ian Book's working hard right now. But they have 2 weeks to prepare for Michigan. Michigan will be coming back home after the Penn State game. Now, the game is in Ann Arbor. But, yeah, the Irish don't need to be in a league and has Saturday off, a bye week, before the Michigan game. We'll see how that factors. Hour 2 coming up. Soul Street Coffee presents Kevin Hagan. We'll talk Alabama. Omni Nashville Hotel.